98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
This is the hottest studio in the world.
I'm gonna have to take this off. Oh my god. Oh,
hi, how's it going? Welcome to the Big Breakfast Bite Size and happy Monday to you. My god, doesn't it feel like you're jet lagged? Because half of my face is falling off because of that stupid hour that we lost. Oh god. I still don't understand it. So people were trying to explain it to me that we have lost an hour, but I don't know why, and I want to get it back. Like, how do we find that hour again? And is this the same thing as Daylight Savings Day or time? I don't understand. What's a leap year? Many things I don't understand, and that is one of them. I hope you had a nice little weekend. I had one of them weekends where you can't really call it a weekend. It wouldn't be considered relaxing in any way, shape or form. So like up early, like 7 o'clock, up, out, doing things, climbing things, going karting, going to B&Bs and flipping milling. Oh, Jesus. But all of that was made so much nicer by having a Mustang V8. Oh my God. I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but I was just in love with that car. I had to hand it back today. Very, very sad. A very sad day for the parish. So that's going to be up on 98 FM Motoring. Actually, not soon. I want to say soon, but it's not going to be soon because I've a really, really big backlog of motoring videos that I need to put out. And I think I've recorded stuff like 6 months ago. It still hasn't gone out because it's just way too much stuff. So I need to take a break. I think that'll be the moral of this podcast. Take a break. Don't try and do everything at the same time because you're just kind of flipping them. You'll burn out, I suppose, won't you? To use a car pun. I met up with Ethan Carroll. I don't know if you were listening to Friday's podcast, but he's an autistic little boy who's 8 and he's got ADHD as well. And his mum, Nikki, asked me to pop down to the karting event that he races in. He's like the youngest racer with autism in Ireland. I don't know if he's the only racer with autism in Ireland, but I'm not sure. And he was lovely, lovely little boy. And I gave him a little t-shirt that said 98 FM's number one racer. So he was delighted. Apparently he went to sleep in it. So happy out. Enjoy the best bits of the Big Breakfast. We had a guest presenter on today who is a girl called Shirley from Clondalkin. And she's flipping mad. Mad as a brush. So enjoy her being mad as a brush, I suppose. She was gas. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Cooper is back. Have a lovely day. Good luck. 98 FM's. Giant on 98 FM. It's quarter past six now. And it's a sad day. Oh, it's a sad morning. I've really got that feeling of I shouldn't have done what I've done. And what I've done is I've handed back a car that wasn't mine. I've handed back a Ford Mustang Bullet back to Ford. And I'm just so upset about the whole process. Now, bear with me, okay? If you're not into cars, that's fine. It's absolutely totally grand. I've seen a few people like swing their heads around really fast whenever I was driving by this weekend, and then other people didn't even notice it. So there definitely are people that don't notice cars like the Ford Mustang Bullet. But for those of you who do, it's so, oh my god, it's amazing. I brought it to my mom's house. I was bringing her some chocolates and stuff for Mother's Day, and immediately she knew what it was. She was like, "Is that the Steve McQueen Bullet?" Like straight away, and she knows nothing about cars. Have a listen to her rev it. Look. The poor thing.
Do it again. Yeah, now let go of the button. Let go of the button.
What happened?
Let go of it. Yeah. Now, flex your right foot.
Right. Okay. How do I do it? Oh, you should go round to Grania's.
Grania's her sister.
So she had a great time. And I brought the whole fam and the dog and everything to middle of nowhere up in the Louth, and it just turned so many heads. We brought it to a karting event and all the kids were running beside me wanting me to rev the engine, and I had to give it back. Oh god.
Would someone please loan me 73,000 euro and 73 grand? Yeah, it's about that, and I could just buy one of them and be happy for the rest of my whole life.
Thank you, Ford Ireland, for making my whole week. Here's Naughty Boy Running, which is what I'll be doing now because I don't have a car
60 minutes after 6. Happy Monday. These four lonely walls have changed the way I feel. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Power over me on 98 FM. God, hungry now that he's doing that. I had two minds of what to talk to you about now. I either could turn and talk to you about a karting event I went to on the weekend, or the fact that we have a untrained member of the public coming in to do the radio show with me. Which would you like to hear about? When I said the second thing, I think it's the second thing. So last week, I was thinking that it's grand doing my show by myself. Like, that's fine. We've all got the WhatsAppers in, but Suze has stuff to be doing. She's out producing the show and everything, getting everything organised. I'm here chatting crap. So we need someone else. Someone just come in, maybe have a bit of a laugh with. And so we've decided that for 2 hours today, I think it's between 8 to 10. I'm pretty sure it's 8 to 10. We're going to have this lady come in, who I've never met before, who sent us in a WhatsApp, basically saying that she wanted a break from her kids, who was crying in the background. And would we be up for letting her do the show? And we said, yeah, come on in and have the crack with us. So at about 8 o'clock, we're going to have someone in to do the show with me. Now, here's the thing. We don't really talk about it a lot because it's boring, but there's loads and loads of rules about what you can and what you can't say on the radio. Like, because there's kids listening and everything, there's a lot of stuff about, you know, alcohol and all that crack, you know, real boring stuff, legal stuff. I can't slag someone because then they could sue me and they could say, hey, that's not, you know, you ruined my reputation, all that crack, right? So it's really boring. Now, this particular person doesn't have any of that training, doesn't know anything about what she can and cannot say on the radio. She's just coming in to have a bit of fun. So on the one side, I can't wait for it. Really looking forward to having chats and talking about her kids and everything. On the other side, I'm like, what if she says, what if she slags somebody and we get sued? Now, I think it's funny and it would be fine, but I like that the what if situation. Like, normally I'm the one that libels people and gets people into trouble and we get sued for because of stuff I've said. It's going to be a weird one, but I'm looking forward to it. Taylor Swift is up next after Daft Punk, Around the World. You should stay tuned at 8 o'clock, see what happens. It's The Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life on 98FM. All right, this is a bit of a weird one, okay? So, hang on, music. Thank you. Mark Hamill, yeah? You would have known him as Luke Skywalker from the original Star Wars movies. A lot of people don't know, including our producer, Suze, that he actually has probably, well, maybe that's a stretch, he may have made just as much money voice acting as he has playing Luke Skywalker. I mean, if you didn't know, Mark Hamill is the voice of the Joker.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies.
That's him reading a Donald Trump tweet, okay? So he's got that voice down. He does a load of video game work as well. And he's just been announced to play the part of Chucky Child's Play. Do you remember that movie that you weren't allowed to watch as a kid? This is him announcing it here.
It's Mark Hamill here. And if you're wondering who's going to voice Chucky in the new Child's Play, you're looking at him. I can't wait to bring such an iconic character to life and present him in a way you've never seen him before. Child's Play this summer. We're going to have some fun. And remember, he's more than just a toy. He's your best friend.
Oh, yeah, it's scary. But, okay, now here's my problem. Do you remember what Chucky sounded like? Do you remember the voice of Chucky from, what was it, the 80s, 80-something? Well, let me remind you, okay? If there's kids in the car, don't freak out.
You know what you've done! It's too late! I've spent too much time in this body!
See? It just sounds like a man. Just there's no crazy sounds. I don't know what that's going to sound like at all. Seems kind of wasted on the talents of Mark Hamill.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Scary movie, did you? Scary! Never really enjoy that movie at all. It just was too creepy for the time that it came out. And on the way, our back-to-back throwbacks, I'll let you know what they are. But first, though, let's just, come on, just inject a bit of energy into this bleeding Monday. Then shake the microphone. It's example kickstarts 7:08 on 98 FM. Happy Monday. Come on, here we go. Let's go.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
I've been talking to your answer phone and now.
Answer phone, Banks and Ranks on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It's 7:21. So let me just give you a bit of an insight into producer Suze's day here. So she has to sort of produce the show, which means you just go through a lot of newspapers, a lot of online articles, and just kind of fire a few things at me and Coop, and then we all kind of agree on something and we talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty difficult for you to do that job today, though.
April Fools. Yeah, I've got caught out a lot. I actually had 4 things in front of me here that only up until a matter of minutes ago I believed were real stories.
So you were literally about to pitch these stories to me and say, Luke, we should talk about this, it's relevant, it's Dublin. Yeah. And then you kind of caught yourself and you're like, oh, hang on a second.
Yeah,
that's not real.
This is your heads up. If you hear any of this rubbish today, you know it's not real. Okay, first up, Tato Park. Residents in County Meath are up in arms after emerged their plans to erect a 50-foot high statue of Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher holding a packet of Tato crisps.
Is that real or fake?
That has to be fake. 50 foot.
We actually don't know if it's fake.
It said residents are complaining because they think Liam might cast too big a shadow. Okay.
Come on.
Next.
Oh, this is brilliant.
The leaning spire of O'Connell Street. A bizarre bend has appeared in the spire on O'Connell Street, and it's due to strong northwesterly winds which have battered the city over the winter months. Yeah, believe that one as well. Well done to the Mirror, who photoshopped a picture of the spire with a bend in it, and I still believed it. So there you go.
Some people say a bend at the top is quite natural.
Rubbish. Okay. Now this one, I don't know, this could be true. The clocks are set to go forward again this week after a decision is to be finalised in Parliament. So it's to balance out the times when they stop changing.
My favourite one has to be this, and I've taken this off you, okay?
Okay.
So this, again, could be real, and if Leo Varadkar is listening, I'm sorry that I'm making fun of you. But apparently you're a huge fan of Kylie Minogue.
Ooh.
And you apparently have sent a gushing letter to her, which is already weird, telling her just how much of a huge fan you are of her music.
Yeah, didn't he ask to meet her after the show?
Oh, he actually did?
Well, who knows?
What's real? I don't know. So this is going to be a whole day of us kind of telling you something.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it's true or not.
Beware.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
It's a very similar, very similar songs. But that's happening loads and loads, isn't it, these days? Okay, so last week, I kind of had an epiphany, which is it's a thought, an exclamation point went over the top of my head, and I thought, because Cooper is not back till tomorrow, we've got a free gaff, essentially, here in 98FM. No dad to be telling me what not to say, not to be jumping on the couch and stuff. So why don't I invite a friend over, invite a mate over? So I asked, Dublin, would you like to come and present a show with me on Monday? And you responded in your droves. But there was one particular WhatsApp that kind of stuck out to me. And that was Shirley's.
Morning, Luke. I've just heard on 98FM that you are looking for to replace somebody for Cooper. I think I'd be fabulous at that job.
The thing you can hear in the background is a child.
Such a morning person. As you can hear, there's a baby screaming in the back. It would be great to get away from them for the morning time.
So really, she just wants a babysitter.
And get back to them when they're asleep. So yeah, hit me back and let me know if you want me to fill in for them. I've no problem doing it. Yay! Happy birthday!
I love it. I love it so much. If you can do a WhatsApp with kids and screaming and everything, you can pretty much do a radio show. So we've invited Shirley in, and she's actually on her way. As far as I know, she's literally pulling up now in a taxi. And what we're going to do is let her present a show with me. And I don't just mean I'm going to chat to her or whatever. She's going to talk about the song. She's going to do Greedy Guts questions. She's going to chat to people that we're going to call. It's literally the Shirley and Luke show. Which kind of doesn't have a ring to it.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Now, temperatures of 11 degrees. Right now, it's 8. The Big Red Home with Daryl Quilty back today from 4, only on 98 FM.
98 FM's
Big Breakfast.
All right then.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Introducing the newest member of the Big Breakfast team.
Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Shirley.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. First things first, thank you so much.
Thank you
for
accepting
our invitation to come on and present this little breakfast show with me.
This is a brilliant opportunity, thank you.
Are you real nervous?
I am a bit, but it's slowly going because you're all great.
All right, let's give her a round of applause. Yeah, that's very good. So, Shirley, let's find out a few things about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Clondalkin.
Clondalkin, cool. Yeah. And what made you want to get on board this ship?
I've always wanted to be on the radio. I've always wanted to have people listen to me. So this is a brilliant opportunity. So
my kids grateful. Never do it. So.
They never listen to me, no. So.
And you've got a big fam.
I do. I have 6 kids.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
God, you're going to love kids' news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully they ring in.
Yeah. We'll do that a little bit later on. And then, if it's okay with you, I think you should do Greedy Guts.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, love it.
First things first, you know what Greedy Guts is, right?
I do, yeah. I listen to you all the time. Yeah.
Let's test it. Yeah, 5 questions, 500 euro, get one wrong.
And you're gone.
Oh, she knows it. Okay, so if you want to be quizzed by Shirley via the radio, 0877 98 98 98, all you have to do is text your name and Greedy Guts. I'm looking forward to doing the show, would you?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this, I swear.
Right.
98 FM. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Shirley will be presenting the show with me for the next 2 hours, and she tells me, you know what Greedy Guts is.
Yes, I do. Okay. I listen to you every morning.
Do you ever get it, on? Do you ever win?
No, because I tell me to have Logan in the back, so.
Oh, the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully this person doesn't have a baby. Darren, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Morning, Darren.
Not too bad.
You have to go easy now on Shirley. It's her first time.
Oh, she goes easy on me with the questions.
I will.
Well, she's not bound by the laws and stuff or the trouble that I get into when I give clues, so she can really tell you exactly what she wants, to be honest, Darren.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, where are you?
I'm just over by East Wall, just dropping my wife to work.
Okay. What's the wife's name?
Wife's name's Carly.
And now that you have thousands of people listening to you, Darren, what's the best thing about Carly?
The list is too long to be here for
Come
hours.
On, that's good. We'll give you that. Sorry to put you on the spot. Okay, Shirley's going to do the little tagline that we have here, and then you got to finish it, Darren. So the best luck to the two of you.
Okay.
5 questions. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
25 euro.
Okay, this is the first question. Which of these is the name of the property website? Silly, foolish, or daft?
Daft.
Correct. That's 25 euro.
Nice.
Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, we'll keep going, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
50 euro.
Question 2. Who recently had hit singles called Shotgun and Paradise?
Yeah. George Ezra.
Oh.
Well done.
Yeah.
Woohoo, 50 euros.
The two of you are doing flipping brilliant.
Question 3.
All right.
What European country this week elected its first female president?
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Any clues going, guys?
What do you think, clues?
Well, my neighbours, we live in Lucas.
Love it. Begins with an S.
Yeah, it begins with an S. Eastern European.
Slovakia
will be.
Yeah, that's correct. Woohoo!
I've got to say Slovenia.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
Well done, Carly.
Clue.
You got it, yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
You got it,
okay.
Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Thanks, Mel.
Well, just let's recap for those at the back who just after tuning in, right? 100 euro is now Darren and Carly's. It's more Carly's because she's answered more of the questions. But it's going so well. They got their clue now. So you could technically take that cash or trust in Shirley getting you 250?
Very cryptic of you, Luke. I think you want us to take it, but I think we'll have to.
We'll go.
Sure, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah. 100 euro.
Okay, this is question four. Carly, you probably know this. Little Mix is made up of Jesse, Perry, Leanne, and who else?
Can you say again, Jesse?
Yeah, Little Mix is made up of Jesse, Perry, Leanne, and who else?
Say
it. Oh yeah, well done.
Oh my God, yes.
That's 250 euro.
Nice.
That's a great shopping trip.
Just for sure.
Oh my God. Well, look, congrats. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, you got that like quite quickly, Carly. Did you know it straight away?
I didn't know which one was missing. I know them all.
Oh, well, right, fair play to you. Right, well, let's recap again. Shirley, do it. Give me a recap.
Right, that's 250 euro. Now, you can go home with that. That's a great shopping trip, and you could buy something for Darren. or you could go on. I'm trying to think of the next one, and it is a little bit hard.
Would you have gotten it, Shirley?
I probably wouldn't get it, no. I would happily go to Liffey Valley with the 250 euro and buy you something.
Can you give us like the genre? Is anything to do with politics?
No, it's about the...
It's a very specific answer to a bit of a new thing to come to Dublin.
Take it. 250, please.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Well done!
Go on, I'll let Shirley read out the answer because you'll be raging. What's the question?
Okay, the question was, how many albums are there on a new vinyl walkway outside Windmill Lane Studios in Dublin?
Yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah, answer was 21. Woo!
Yes.
Enjoy spending the money.
Great job. High five, Shirley.
Yeah, high five.
God, see you. Go on, man.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic. 250 euro now and Shirley's first time ever doing Greedy Guts.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
All right, so if you are a kid, now it's your time, okay? So if you would like to send us in your kids' news, we'll send you out IMC movie passes for the best one. We want to hear what you got up to over the weekend. What's your kids got up to over the weekend?
We went out for a lovely dinner yesterday because it was Mother's Day.
Of course.
So my three daughters and my mum, we all went out for dinner.
Cute.
And then on Saturday then, we all just kind of jumped around the house because I was going to be on 98. FM.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. If you had a better weekend than Shirley, I'd like to hear it. 0877 98 98 98. Now, Morrison, Return of the Mac. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. 8:15, yo.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
That was Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac with Shirley and Luke Breakfast Show.
Yeah. She's a professional, our Shirley. You were brilliant, Greedy Guts, by the way.
Yeah,
you got a load of really nice messages here. Including someone you used to work with, Paddy Power.
Yeah.
Cathy.
Thank you, Cathy.
Hi, Cathy. The Paddy Power girls.
Yeah.
All right, so 98FM's Kids News. What it is just a moment for the kids to get involved with the show because we hear from adults all the time. You know, you want to win cash, you want to come on Greedy Guts, tell us your stories. But the kids, you know, we need to give them their dedicated segment. And if you want an example of... what to do, which this is a really well constructed, they're a better team than me and you, to be honest, these two kids. Right, you ready? Here we go.
Hi, this is Mia.
Hi, this is Nathan.
And our news was we went to Glendalough on Saturday and we found a big hill and a cave.
Big hill and a cave, Shirley.
That is fantastic.
In Glendalough, who would have known?
Yeah.
Doesn't end there.
And when we were going down the hill, my brother got stung by a bee.
Stung by a bee, Shirley?
I bet she was laughing.
Yep.
And we went out for dinner on Sunday. And that's our news.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so if you want to text or WhatsApp us in, or actually, we need your audio notes. Yeah, we'd like to hear specifically from the kids because I could read out the text, but it won't be half as cute. It surely might be a little bit more cuter, but the kids, right? 0877 98 98 98. Send us in the news and we give you IMC movie passes.
98 FM's.
Oh, Dozier, Almost on 98FM.
And now it's time for the kids' news. Let us know what you are getting up to all over the weekend.
What were your kids? Your kids like inundating you with like news?
Yeah, they're always telling me stuff.
And the stuff you don't want to know, like, when the toilet?
Some of the stuff the older ones do be, but like, yeah, the younger ones are great. They're always telling me stories.
Do your kids range from like 70, is it 17?
17 till 3 in May, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Fair play to you. Yeah. A wide range of ages to deal with. Okay, well, let's have a listen to the kids of 98FM. So you guys have sent in all of your WhatsApps to what you get up to. A lot of Mother's Day stuff, obviously, because it was on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Here we go.
Hi, Luke and Shirley.
Hi.
My name's Evan, and my weekend was I went to the cinemas twice to see Dumbo.
Twice?
Wow.
Luke and Shirley.
Yeah.
You got the brand.
There you go.
Hello. My name is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
It's the date of my week. It's my birthday.
Cool.
It will be day 98.
Happy day to your
birthday.
I'm Layla, and on Friday I had a sleepover in my nanny's with my sister Chloe.
Cool.
And on Saturday I went to my gymnastics class, and on Sunday I gave presents to my mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, well
Bye.
Done.
Bye. What'd they get you for Mother's Day?
They got me, I got roses,
nice.
I got pajamas, I got chocolates.
Stop.
I got the cards that were made. Oh my God. And what else did I get? I got my nails done.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah.
Bright pink. Here, I see them.
Yeah.
Pity it's radio.
Yeah, they got me I know. I actually got them done for you.
Oh, jeez. Scarlet for you.
They're bright pink, by the way.
Here we go. More.
Hi, my name is Alana, and I went to the rugby match that you got, the tickets you got me, we had special seats because we could see, and guess what?
What?
Oh, it's the one.
It's the one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're glad you enjoyed the cushiony seats we got you.
My name's Cara.
Hi.
And our news today is I went to a gymnastics competition.
And we went to our nana's house for dinner.
Again, Shirley, you've inspired like this back and forth thing.
Yeah, definitely. The boy and the girl. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Hi, guys. Guess who?
Who?
It's Owen here. I went to the Ulster rugby match at the weekend.
We were chatting to Owen a couple of weeks back. He won this incredible prize to become the mascot.
Yeah.
And you get a kiss, you get pictures, and you go out with the team and everything. Oh, how did you get on?
I was the mascot.
Yeah.
I met Johnny Sexton, James Lowe.
Brilliant.
Keane Healy and Reese Ruddock.
Nice.
Thank you for the tickets. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're the best station in Dublin.
I love
Bye.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love you too. Thank you. Ah, too cute. 98 FM's. Lickily, I follow Rivers on 98FM. Okay, so it was Mother's Day yesterday. Shirley, you're presenting the show with me for the next 2 hours. You had a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, I did. I had a fabulous Mother's Day.
I like to think that my mom didn't necessarily have the best Mother's Day. Like, she was baking or something. I call around and I gave her a few bits and pieces. But she almost didn't think I was going to call around.
Yeah.
Because I was up north, right? So I called around and that was fine. But now I'd like to ring her and give her something on air. Now, if you've ever listened to the show before and you've heard my mom, just turn your radio down a little bit. She's got a very high voice and she's got a lot of energy, but I don't even know if she's going to be awake, so I'm just going to ring her. Mom, if you're listening, please answer the phone. Hang on a second.
Hello?
Hi, Mom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm terrific.
Did you just wake up?
Yeah, but it's okay. I gotta get up soon anyway.
Say hi to Shirley.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm terrific.
Yay. Oh, God.
Why did your voice pick up like 50 decibels when you heard Shirley's voice? I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, but that was yesterday, darling.
Yeah, but I don't think what I did was enough yesterday. What did I do again?
Look, you put me in the most incredible car that I've ever been in, and it was reminding me of my favourite movie star.
Put her in the Mustang, yeah, I did. And a bit of chocolate then as well.
You did indeed. And I made an apple pie and I saw my granddaughter and I saw you, which I never see. I only hear you on the radio.
Okay. I just want to add to that.
You do?
Yeah. So there's a place called the Farnham Estate. It's a spa and resort. So I've gotten you two nights luxury accommodation with a buffet breakfast, an evening dinner and unlimited access to the health spa facilities.
Hello? Are you talking to me or Shirley?
You.
Who is Shirley?
Shirley's the co-presenter for the morning, but you've after getting that prize. Happy Mother's Day.
You've got to be
Happy
kidding
Mother's
me.
Mother's Day.
No, you got the wrong person. Oh my God. You've got to be the wrong person. Hello? Are you... What? I mean, say that again. I don't believe... Do you realise... Do you know... I mean, oh my God. Look, you've got to be kidding me. Family is one of the most expensive places on Ireland. Oh my God. Like... Look, I can't go to family. I'm going to Vietnam and I can't even afford that. Oh my God. Look, what do I do to you?
Take a breath. Take a bleeding breath.
Oh my God.
Anyway, enjoy that and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Look, I can't afford this. I'm paying for this. Oh my God. You can't be kidding me. Oh my God. I have to tell somebody. Oh my God. Okay. Where am I going, Luke?
I'll talk to you after. Enjoy that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Bye, I'll give you a text.
God. Okay. Oh my God.
See ya. Bye now. My God, ma'am. I couldn't get you off. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Quick it up. There you go. Right. That's how you surprise your mother. That's your first time hearing my mum, wasn't it?
Yeah, she sounds absolutely amazing. I'm not joking yet.
Actually, you're glad I asked you to turn your radio down. Florence and the Machine is up. Ellie Goulding, though, close to me, is next on 98FM. 98FM's.
That was Ellie Goulding, Close to Me.
What's the name of this? That's the channel.
98FM, Shirley and Luke.
We're getting it. We're training her in.
Yeah.
Shirley has decided to be a co-presenter on The Big Breakfast.
I have there. I'm coming back tomorrow.
Poor Cooper's not getting a job back.
Nope.
All right. So the secret sound. I'm going to presume you know what the secret sound, like, as in,
yeah,
it's wrecking your head, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I'd be going around the house like flicking stuff, opening microwaves, closing them. Like, oh my God, they're like, Shirley, what are you doing? And like, I'm trying to get the secret sound. Like, I'd be walking in everywhere. I'd be looking at me, going, "What is she doing?"
That is brilliant. Well, that's what we're trying. That was the whole aim. To drive people crazy. So let's have a few guesses here for the secret sound and we'll see whether or not they are right or they are wrong. You could win €9,250. Does it sound different on your headphones?
It actually does, yeah.
People say it all the time.
Yeah.
Sounds different on my phone. Okay, here we go.
I'm going with a set of headphones on now.
This is Mandy.
Hi, 98FM.
Hi.
I think the secret sound is somebody closing the lid on a bottle of shampoo or shower gel.
Oh, right. So. It's not Mandy, I'm sorry. Here's Colin.
I reckon the secret sound is two sliding doors closing together.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Thanks, Colin.
You're welcome. It's like a shower door, I think he means.
Yeah.
Does he? I see that looking at me for me little signal here. It's not. I'd love to tell you if you're getting close or, you know, if you're in the ballpark, but I actually don't know it, which is more enjoyable.
Hi, my name is Ashlyn and my guess for the secret sound is opening up a tin of dog food or cat food. The click that it makes, the sound.
I think we've had that one before.
And it would be incorrect. Well done, Shirley. Keep going.
Morning, Luke. Hiya. I think the 98FM sound is the time release of a washing machine.
Oh.
Wow.
My washing machine is actually broken, so I don't know what that sound.
I've got loads of washing.
Do you? The joys of being a DJ and a mom.
Yeah.
What? It's not, though. And finally, the last one.
Hi, Luke.
Hiya.
I think the secret sound is a toilet flushing on the train.
What?
What? So, there it goes. What do you think?
No.
Well, you don't know, but I'm looking for my signal. It's not. I'm so sorry. The only good news is that tomorrow on the Big Breakfast, it's going to be worth €9,300. Here's some Florence and the Machine now. Shake it out. It's the Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
So
here I go.
I'm telling you, Shirley, you're presenting the show with me for another hour, but you have that box there to your right knee. that you haven't even seen yet is the 9:15 Mystery Machine.
Yeah, I see it there now. Oh,
so,
God.
I know, there's a buzzing there in the background. Yeah. But I think you should push the button.
Okay.
Which one?
Right, there you go.
Only Fools or Horses.
Here we go.
And it says, push up. Oh, hello, Jenny.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Jenny.
Please tell me you don't know each other.
No.
Oh, thank God. Jenny, you go on there and we win the passes ourselves.
We'll go together.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm grand. Where are you in this county of ours?
I am in Kimmage.
Kimmage. Okay, cool. What's the plan for today?
No plan. Me and my little 9-month-old baby just might go for a walk and grab a few coffees and like enjoy not having to work like you guys.
Yeah.
Can they walk at that age? Can they walk?
No, not at 9 months,
okay.
Luke.
Well, she said bringing the kid for a walk.
Get in the buggy.
Yeah. Ah, right. Sorry.
And get yourself a lovely cappuccino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, exactly. We're 10.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny from Kimmage. We're going to push this button and... okay. All right. So this just popped up on my screen. There we are. Ah, now it's making sense. Okay. So if you've ever heard of the game Heads or Tails, it's kind of similar.
Yes.
So what I'm about to tell you is either true or false.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to enlist the help of a incredible, award-winning news broadcaster in the guise of Brendan.
Yeah.
So who would like to go first? Which lady? Jenny or...
I let Jenny go first.
Jenny, all right, here you go, Jenny. Yeah. Here's a news story. This is either a real thing or completely fake.
Seagull-proof bin bags to be trialled in Aberystwyth.
Oh God!
They need them. Jesus, did they need them? Don't they? What do you think, Jane?
Tails is false.
Tails is false. Yeah, head's true.
I'll go for tails.
You think it's a complete fabrication?
Yeah.
You'd be wrong. It's true.
I wouldn't have got that either, Jenny. So
who knew? Like, so the council have announced plans to pilot the seagull-proof bags. What are they going to be made of? Steel. So that's going to happen in Aberystwyth, I presume is in England.
Yeah.
Okay, next
it's
up.
It's a great idea.
It's a very good idea. But also just get rid of the seagulls.
Frozen poo drops from airplane and crashes through house roof.
That's for me.
That's for you.
I believe that is true.
What?
Yeah.
How could that possibly happen?
Because I believe that if you let it go, like it has to go somewhere.
Jesus. You'd be right.
Yeah.
That did actually happen. So Stephanie Moore says she was awoken when a lump of blue ice crashed through the ceiling 15 feet from her head. So it was in Canada.
Watch out.
Okay, this is the last one. So I want to get... We'll hear it and then the two of you can decide, okay?
Cup of Teathon, Wicklow Gran plans to break world record for tea making.
Wow, Granathon.
That seems so kind of bland. It has to be true.
Okay, right. Well, then Jenny's gone for true.
I'll go for false.
You go for false. It's false.
Oh.
There's no such thing at all. What are you talking about, Jenny?
So did I get the movie passes?
You did. Do you know what? Screw it. It's Monday. We all get movie passes.
Yay, Jenny. I would have given them to you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Cheers, Jen.
Cheers, Jenny.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Let me just play a snippet of a song.
Young man,
yeah.
There's a place you can go. I said,
young man.
When you're short on your dough.
It's actually coming back.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows the words. Let's do it all together. You ready?
Yeah, ready?
It's fun to say it, the YMCA.
Enough of that. We've been there all day.
Yeah.
So after 40 years, the creator of, I suppose, the Village People, it's getting a reboot. It's coming back. So Victor Willis is the guy. And he was talking to BBC and he says, it's not really a reunion, but it's a reboot. So you get new characters. So it won't be the policeman or the chief I don't know who it's going to be. What
that
would you have?
That sounds fantastic. I'd say I'd have the Chief.
Would you have the Chief?
Yeah.
There'll be millennials in it, the group,
yeah.
Now, won't there?
Yeah, there will. And you'll be like, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah, metrosexual. There'll be loads of different people in there. Yeah. Look forward to that. What have you got on your side?
I have Boyzone star Keith Duffy isn't responding well to treatment, responding well to treatment after being hospitalised in Bangkok. The singer was forced to pull out of the world tour after falling ill in Thailand last week.
Oh, dear.
So they're after continuing on without him. We'll go to this snippet.
We don't have a snipper. What snipper are you talking about? I can't believe you just threw to a snipper.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a snipper here, though.
Do.
I have something similar.
Yeah.
Maybe this here, look.
Hey, everybody. We have arrived. We're here in Perth. An hour to go until the show. Very much looking forward to it. Unfortunately, as you can see, we're only three. Our Keith Duffy's lost in Thailand.
Yes.
Just like the good film says, Thailand's got him now. He's not well. We don't know exactly what's happening with him at the moment. There's a lot of blood tests and what tests and the other tests going around. He's in the hospital right now, hopefully recovering, fingers crossed. But, you know, just letting you guys know we're one man down.
That's threesome now, are they?
Do you think they'll go okay with them?
Yeah, because only one of them can sing.
Yeah, that's true. Up the dust.
And finally... So you've done a fantastic job of helping me present this show for the past 2 hours.
Oh,
but Shirley, the big question is, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Not really.
All right, good luck. It was good having you.
Oh, my.
I'll start.
Is any of your kids?
They do, actually, yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. So, grand. Well, there's two people in this, right? Kit Harington and Sophie Turner, right? They're both like the main kind of, a few of the main cast. And they're in quite a lot of scenes together because they're technically related, but there's a big difference in the pay gap between them, right?
Okay.
So she says Kit got more money than me, but he's got he's got a bigger storyline, she says, storyline. And there's something like 70 night shoots, so she didn't have to do that many. So she says, I was like, you know what, keep the money.
Yeah,
I'm not doing them night shoots. Yeah. So fair play. She's in the new X-Men movie and everything, so she's going to be grand.
Yeah, yeah. She's brilliant.
She's fair play to her. Big fiery red hair in her.
Yeah.
All right, that was the gossip according to Luke and technically Shirley. You can all now go.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.